for nothing, like that breast-free, Bruce-free, yo, let me tell you, I got a guitar at my desk at work, and I just be like, because I can't like switch the chords like that, so I just play one chord at a time. My school is loud as hell. Let me tell you, I put that Bruce-free on them samples, fam, nothing. That's why, like, anytime I record any audio, like, I always leave like a good like 5-6 seconds, just so whatever room noise could be there. And then I hit that button on Bruce Free. It's like, oh yeah, I hear it. Shit is gone. That Bruce Free, yo, that shit. Clef Grant. Listen, sometimes they put shit out, and I be like, I'm just gonna buy it. Right. I feel you. Like I'm waiting for them to make a stem separator.
That'd be dope.
And I wonder if they're going, because if they do it, forget about it. Because they're the one group that I think if they could do it, they will like really really kill that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because they come correct with their product.
Let's say we praise them a lot on this podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They got a new synth. Well, I don't know how new it is, but I got the latest one, Tomophone.
Oh, let me look it up.
It's supposed to be one where you could like sample stuff in it, and it creates wave tables using your sample. So you could take any sound and make it into like a key.
That's wild.
Like, you know what I mean?
Say Tomophone from Clef Grant.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Tomophone. Okay.
Yep. I got it on.
You saw this other one they got?
Which one?
Speldosa. Speldosa. $10.
No,
let's see. Oh, that's like that little thing.
I know which one. That's the the wind chimes. I saw that.
Right.
I want to hear that one before I buy it. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie, because I was gonna get it, but I was like, yo, this is just wind chimes. Like, my girl got wind chimes. Like, she hates them. She'll gladly give them shits away to me.
Oh, we gotta do a Slammer episode.
Yo, Slammer? I fucks with Slammer.
Jeez, you put me onto that, right?
Slammer is dope. Because I use that joint behind. I'll make like some drums, and then I'll put Slammer behind it just to almost like percussion, like to give it just the little extra, like, you know, the little extra, you know, shoulder movement, drums and shit.
Little bounce.
Man, listen, like it's just dope. This is real dope. It's like obviously it's not going to replace a real drummer, but it just gives you like that more, like it just feels live. I don't know what it is about it. Maybe it's the type of sounds they use and the reverb or whatever. I don't know what it is, but like you do it the right way, that joint sounds real good behind some behind a drum loop or something. You know.
What was reamp?
Oh, that's the reamp. It's like an EQ, but it's like a it distorts like different. It's like overdrive on different bands. But the EQ, I fucked with reamp, but reamp has a sound.
You paid $20 for this?
I probably did. They got one on the computer too called Freeamp, and it's basically reamp but without all the features. And I usually throw that on like basses and drums and stuff like that, and just resample it just to get that sound just baked in there. And it's definitely a dope one.
I've been asleep because I see Clef Grant got a few apps that I missed.
Yeah, they got mad shit out. And they putting them on the computer too.
Oh, what, they weren't originally on the computer?
I don't know. They might have been. But I know like everything that's on the iPad is available on the computer. But on the computer, it's like 2 or 3 times the price.
And facts.
Ever since I learned how to connect that iPad to the computer. Oh, no. Yeah, man. Man, listen. I was the other day, like one day, like maybe like a couple weeks ago, I was like, yo, you know what? I'm gonna get what is that shit called? It's that one keyboard that's on the computer, that one plugin that everybody want. Omnisphere. I was like, I'm gonna get Omnisphere. Fuck it, I'm gonna get Omnisphere. It's just $500, right? And I was like, I'm gonna get it, fuck it. And then I went through my iPad and I looked at all the apps I had. And I was like, I'm not getting Omnisphere. Fuck that. I put all my sims in one folder between free apps and the sims that I've just been buying over the last 7 or 8 years. Man, listen. It's like 100 sims in there. So I'm like, man, listen, the people buying and Omnisphere is fire. You know what I'm saying? But and however, I don't know what it sounds like, so I can't miss it.
Yeah, and you probably have everything it has anyway with all the damn sense you have in iPad.
and let's be real. How many of us is really trying to, like, design that many sounds? Right? You know what I mean? Like, I remember back in the days, people used to be like, and we were talking about that. I think we talked about this last week, how people would be like, oh, I don't use presets. I remember people used to say that shit. I was like, y'all don't use presets. And all I have to do is open a preset and tweak one thing. Like, that's not a preset. That's a me set. Like, no, nah. That's a fucking preset, bro.
It's always good to start with a preset.
Man, listen, like, that shit is there for a reason. Like, somebody, right. You paid all that money for that keyboard. You ain't paid just to be able to do something. You paid because there was them sounds on there that you wanted. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't buy the Triton to design my own piano. Like, there's pianos in there that was dope, so I'm going to use them, you know? Right. So,
that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Want the best settings on the shit.
Mm-hmm. There's somebody, and it's just people that's out there there's people out there that design sounds for a living. Thank you, guys.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck that. Like, thank y'all. Like, I like doing sound design, but that shit takes forever sometimes, and I don't be having no direction. So, you got this shit that just sound dope? Like, I'm gonna throw my little here and there on it, you know what I mean? But like, other than that, like, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, shit. Facts.
I knew one of these microphone apps just had a big update, but...
Oh, what's that? Audio Master, something like that?
Who is it?
Audio Master app?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm in the wrong shirt.
It's the same one you were telling me about a little bit the other day.
Yeah.
The one with the blue wave, this one?
Yeah, I think it's that one.
Yeah, because they got something where they got something with the Instagram Reels or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, but why it says on mine that their last update was 2 months ago?
Mine does too.
And then it says all the Reels updates was like 8 months ago. I'm confused. Maybe this ain't the app.
Oh, shit, you're right. No, this was definitely the app.
It was, right?
I saw it on Instagram the other day. Maybe they just decided to... re-advertise it.
Wait, nah, go back and go down, scroll down. There's another one exactly the same, but a darker blue. I think this is it. It's called Audio Master Pro, mastering DAW.
Okay. I was just looking.
By Future Moments.
Oh.
That's the developer. How are they going to have the same...
I've never even seen this.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
This looks like the same app.
It does, and actually, this says 2 months ago too. So I'm bugging.
August 29th.
The color is a slightly darker blue. That's crazy.
So put the mastering doll, Audio Master Pro.
Yes, that one.
$20.
I remember there was only like one microphone app out there, and now there's a billion of these. Remember when
really
it was just Mike Swap?
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, I remember y'all used to swear by Mike Swap.
Mike Swap is still good. I like Mike Swap, and they're a good company. They're cool.
Remember when like Beatmaker 2 was like that was like the that was always like the it was like the standard almost. It was. You know what I mean?
100%. It sure was too.
Yeah, nah. Beatmaker 2 was fire. Like I got busy.
Still fire. It still got some joints. It still got some stuff you can pull out of there.
Listen. If you got the older devices that's running it and it's running it good, wow. It ain't broke. Don't fix it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, Mike Swap is the same developer that the Audio Master.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. They look. It looks like the same. Same mm-hmm. interface.
Oh, before we get out of here, I do want to ask y'all about AI and music. What y'all think's going? What do you see it going?
I'll let Cheese go ahead first.
What do you see it going, man? Because I tell you what, just kind of preface it. When I was telling Sis just not too long ago, when I heard the AI version of Biggie's New York State of Mind, I mean, you can still hear some of the flaws, but that blew me away. Like, it's like, what?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be there's gonna be a lot of artists that don't actually exist. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a lot of people that's just gonna be like, because you know there was an AI artist that was signed, but then there was some controversy behind him, and so they was like, nah, we don't want this no more. Mm-hmm. But I'm 100% certain that the music that there's music out there already that's popular.
Oh, 100%. That's
been like completely computer generated. And the crazy thing about it is that like the AI, like the improvement goes so quickly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the scary part. And then like with the voices, that's nuts, because like anything that's out there, like any of us could be like, they can take our voices and make them into a artist or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so like that is scary, and even in like the background music itself being like generated, like I wouldn't say it's scary, it's cool in one sense, but like I think it's going to kill the creativity. I think I think the larger part of it is going to kill the creativity, because I mean, you already see it now. A lot of people don't even bother to like try to be original. It's like, oh, just loop it up. You know what I mean? Just loop that joint up, and I'm just gonna do what I do over it. You know what I mean? So like, I think you know the fact that you could just tell it, yo, you could literally remember that meme that people used to have. Like, the producer came in and said he wanted a trap beat that sounded country and R&B and like house music. You could. Now you can just type that into your AI, and that's what it's going, that's what you're gonna have. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's good and it's bad. You know?
I see that aspect of it too, and then taking a lot of jobs, man. As far as even, I mean, you don't even know who's ghostwriting no more. I mean, you can have AI write mm-hmm. anything you need.
Yeah,
you know, and like write me this in the version of this person and make it sound like this person. And I mean, mm-hmm. like you said, it's just the stifling of the creativity and stuff. I mean, but inevitably it just looks like that's where we're headed. You know, see a lot of production jobs, there's so many caveats to it that just kind of, it is a little scary. Mm-hmm. It is a little scary. And on the flip side, it's just like, well, I mean, how do we adapt to it going forward? And what you know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, you're still not going to be able to mimic authenticity from an actual person. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah. See, the crazy thing is about it is that, like, the definition of authenticity is now it's going to start changing. Because you don't know what's authentic no more.
Well, that's
you know what I mean? Like, you know, the one thing I will say though, is like, if like, to me, like even with the AI art, cause like I was messing with the AI art thing. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna use this and I'm gonna use it completely. I hit one of my boys that does graphic design. And I was like, yo, you checked out this AI art. And when I hit him, I was like, I know you're gonna hate this. He's like, nah, son, I'm gonna treat this like you treat vinyl records. I'm sampling. And I was like, yo, jeez, I was praying you was gonna say that. You know what I mean? And so that's how you can use it.
That adaptation.
And still be creative. You know what I mean? So like, it's like, write me a verse in this style. It's like, okay, let me take a little of this and then let me take my own thing and mix it together so we get this AI and this human, you know, mesh aspect to it. You know what I mean? Like, because it's obviously gonna be should be a tool in the box, but it shouldn't be the tool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, so that's how I feel about it, you know.
That's a very good way to put it.
What you think, sis?
Yeah, like, well, first, have you guys, anyone even used any of these? Tried any of these? Because I tried one.
The music stuff?
Not on the music aspect, no.
Okay, I tried three different things. to make me a sample. Mm. And I also tried two different ones because I think I ran out of free credits on the third one. Two different ones to make me beats just out of curiosity. And they sounded like shit, pure shit. I could tell still. But like you said before, these things learn so quickly. Mm-hmm. That could change in a week.
It's still an MC.
Well, I don't like it, but I don't hate it because I'm going to still do me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
But mm-hmm. it is what but it is.
If that's the difference between, like, you know, not it's not to hate on nobody or nothing like that, but it's the difference between when you're doing something because you love to do it versus you're doing something because you think that this is going to be the your lotto ticket. You know what I mean? Like you know, so when you're doing it because you think it's going to be a lotto ticket, you're going to jump on whatever you think is hot. Mm-hmm. And you're going to, like, that's why a lot of people, like, they don't really have a sound. You know what I mean? Because they just say, oh, that's hot now? We're going to do that. Oh, that's hot now? That's true. Then we're going to do that. You know? Facts.
Yeah, especially you got other people out there too that's doing their own voice, but of course they're let me make a Drake style song and it's Drake's voice, but it's their voice masked to Drake's voice. That's where I see it could get pretty tricky too. It's like, okay, how do artists and producers how do you handle that when you? I mean, that's definitely your likeness and everything, but they don't have the clearance or that to me it seems like it's going to be.
For artists, that's crazy. Battle. Now, I'm glad you brought this up though, because this is where I could see myself using AI. Like, if I wanted a Biggie vocal on a certain beat, if I feel I could go to one of these AIs and have a little, not a whole verse, but you know how we scratch in a couple vocals. If I could do that and it's gonna work, I'm for it. I'll use it. You know what I mean?
See, me, the way I would use it, like, not for nothing, like, if I could find something that does, like, the vocals, if it can mimic, like the old soul songs, all I want to do is sing ah and ooh. That's all I want. So I could get them background vocals to, like if I play something and I need them background vocals. Yes! Yeah. You know what I mean? And where it's like, I can't do it now. I can get the robots to sing the ahs and oohs perfectly, and I just put my voice in there to give it the off pitch thing that makes it, that gives it that thickness,
the ambiance and that fullness. Yeah,
that right there. That's how I would use it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not against it. I think it's a dope tool to have to definitely have. You know, just when, like, you know, like, AI could be like that. AI could definitely be the killer of beat block if you use it. If you like use it like in a creative way, but it could also be the killer of creativity if you use it, if you don't use it in a creative way. You know what I mean? Like, so,
because it would be kind of dope to say, hey, make me a sample such and such. I want to do this genre. Da da da. 5 minutes later, you got what you was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's in the mood you're in. You know what I mean?
But you know, what's going to be interesting is the lawsuits that's going to come out.
Right. That's what I was.
That's going to be interesting. You know what I mean? Like, cause I think Eminem or Drake, somebody already has already been like had a lawsuit where they're like, nah, you can't make no songs in my likeness. So that, like, to me, like the music law, like it, you know how, like, entertainment law is always expanding anyway. So now, yeah, and they working to get that in black and white. Get that AI. You
the crazy
know
part
mean?
I can see it even transitioning into too is like if somebody has a major deal and they have a obligation to, let's say they have a 5-album deal, and they don't fulfill their obligations as far as maybe they did the first two albums and they said I'm not doing this no more. Well, they can have AI go ahead and do the other three albums because they already signed your likeness. They got, you know, your publisher, everything, man. I could see that being real messed up.
Because that's probably going to be in the contracts up. Crazy. Because that's how they're going to keep your ass alive. Alive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, it's scary. Scary times when it comes to some of that stuff, man.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious you guys' thoughts on that too, because I've been sitting back just contemplating on all the different aspects of how the pros and cons of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, I think Yo, what's going to be crazy is like when the beat machines is going to have AI. Mm-hmm. Like probably like 5-10 years. If it take that long.
They're already making them. You already know they're already being made. Mm-hmm.
Listen, like I said, I think this is it's a tool. You know what I mean? It's a tool in the box. It just can't be the only tool. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's gonna be different because you know a lot of it is, like you said when they start fulfilling them contractual obligations. Like yo, you signed this contract. You can't put that album out. Actually, you should probably read page 12 of your contract.
yeah. Paragraph 3, section E, you know.
We technically own your vocal cords.
Exactly, man. That's the scary part, man. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of that line Jay-Z said, okay, so make another hole. Well.
Facts.
Now they can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the crazy thing is, they're making AI videos now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
And that's the crazy part. I seen a video where they had some dude dancing with Jay-Z face on it, and you couldn't tell it wasn't Jay-Z. Like, I mean, you knew it wasn't him, but like, it wasn't like, you know how like Photoshop, you can see the difference between this and that. Like, nah, the face is moving. It was emoting and everything. I was like, bro, this is scary as fuck.
Yeah.
I know exactly the video you're talking about, so I'm laughing.
You know what I'm talking about, right? He's dancing like a laundromat or something like that.
Yeah. They do videos. That's a page. They do videos of everyone, and them shits all look crazy.
All right. So I got to find that page. Yeah. That's a fact. I want to see that.
AI is definitely taking over entertainment in a lot of ways. It's definitely going to. Not just music, but in, of course, in movies and television, mm-hmm.
everything.
That was part of the whole screenwriters guild and like that's because the actors is on strike.
Actors are still on strike. The writers are back off. Mm-hmm. They're off strike, but the actors are still on strike.
Yeah, because the writers part of the writers strike. They was like they don't want AI writing their content.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Writing all their content. Mm-hmm. Taking their job.
But to me, that's smart. That's smart. Like you got to go in early and be like, nah, like we ain't having this. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, even though that you know good and damn well, there are studios right now.
It's Hollywood. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, you know good and damn well AI done wrote. We didn't already seen an AI written movie.
Facts. And then the thing is too, they got an AI for the AI. So you can say, make me a script, and then you can take that script and run it through the AI to change it. So nobody, you know what I mean? They have so many things now.
Yep.
Motherfuckers is sampling the sample.
Right. Yeah. Stop.
Oh, remix of the remix.
I learned from my kid doing that shit, getting her whole essay from ChatGPT and then sending it to some other shit that's rewriting it in her own words for her. I'm like, wow, look at you.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, I'd be the laziest crazy. Straight A student in the world if I that's was what a I'm kid saying. These days, yo. I'd be the laziest straight A student.
I told them they don't got Man, no listen. Reason now to fail.
Man, listen, this is the reason why I make my kids write out all their work at school.
I'm about to say, we got to teach them how, so yeah.
It's like, we can't type the homework? I'm like, yo, first off, I teach math. Mm-hmm. So no, you ain't typing nothing. Second off, no, because, and you can tell these kids is doing, yo, the handwriting. Oh my God, these kids write like,
oh, yo,
like the first pencil.
Because they don't
like
write
the first
no
pencil
more.
They use is a stick of dynamite.
No,
it's crazy, and they only type with their thumbs.
Yo, I had to
chill. These fingers is weak as fuck.
Yeah, I had to chill for a minute.
Motherfuckers they be holding pencils like they driving a car.
Like this shit is crazy. I had to chill because I don't like you don't got auto spell on that fucking pen and paper, and I start realizing, damn, I don't know shit no more. I gotta hit the books again. This is bad. Like I gotta stay off these fucking devices.
Man,
shit's crazy.
Yeah, they ain't got no excuse, like you said, to even be failing at anything in school right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no excuse. If you don't get that failed Prussian Empire education.
Yeah. Man, listen. the crazy shit about it is that, like, even without the AI programs, you got YouTube.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Google.
And, like, you know what I mean? I don't understand how to do this. YouTube, brother.
YouTube, everything. Look, literally, I just used YouTube a little over a month ago because my daughter's car starter went out. What I do? Mm. I had to have to go look at a book like we had to back in the day. That's and right. All that figured out. Went straight to YouTube. Yeah. Seen a similar model, similar make. Got a good general idea. Went over there. Yep. Done. You know what I'm saying?
There's a video for everything now. Everything.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. YouTube University.
You know. Yep.
Yo, hey, listen. Shit.
This internet got everything you need. Everything.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yo, I'll be getting mad. Like, if somebody asks me, yo, how you do this? I'm like, fam, like,
look it up,
yo. You literally, you text me to ask me how I do something. You could have texted Google, bro. Right,
that's what you calling me for. What's did you look you it up?
The well, same nah. Energy.
Well, nah. What? Bro, like.
And you ain't even gotta type it. You can ask Siri. Yeah. Hey Siri, how do I?
Right. <Yep. laughs> Calling me to look it up for you. Like, what kind of? What are we doing, yo? Like, what are we doing?
I ain't Siri, bro. I ain't Siri. I ain't Alexa. None of them motherfuckers. I'm cheese. Goddamn.
Word. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in next time. Yeah.